Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing for the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Y'all know how much I love my hip-hop culture, and today I am honored to have one of the OGs when it comes to this hip-hop journalism game and hip-hop in general. He has done so much for the hip-hop culture on and offline. He is the founder of AllHipHop.com, the legend, Chuck Creekmore. What's good?
Hey, what's good, bro? How you doing?
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on, bro. I'm super honored, man.
Man, I'm honored to be on here talking to you. Real talk.
You know, it's crazy, man, because, you know, we are the culture. And, you know, before we go on, I just wanted to extend my gratitude towards you and all that you have done for hip-hop, you know, representing it to the fullest, but also representing it correctly. So thank you, bro. Thank you.
Man, that's all we do, bro.
Word.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have you on today to talk about the culture and how to put our kids onto hip hop, you know, on the good side of it, the bad side. How do we teach them the craziest side, all that good stuff. So let's get it popping, bro. You know, the best way to start for me is I'm somebody that my son is 13 years old. I've been dying to take him to a hip hop concert, but I've been nervous to do so. So, you know, I'm going to ask you. Before I even ask you the question, the only reason I'm nervous is because I don't know what to expect. Like, I want to take them, I want to give them a good experience. So I don't want to be in the nosebleeds. I want to be backstage, you know, maybe talk to one of our connects or our friends, you know what I mean? Give them like that lifestyle because it's like, I want to do it right. You know what I mean? You've had that luxury to do so. Like, I saw a picture of your daughter with Jay Electronica before he blew up, bro. Like, y'all was standing there. And you wrote that. You were adverse to letting her be around rappers. So let's get into that, bro. Why were you worried?
I still am. I mean, my thing is, I'm all about energy. You know what I mean? So it's not a rapper-specific thing. It's really just about the energy of a person or an individual. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I've always taught my daughter to be able to spot certain energies and see people for what they are and not what they try to be, you know what I'm saying? Or what they try to present to you. So it's real crazy, but you know, my daughter's met quite a few rappers, but certain people, I just wouldn't let her even be close to, you know what I mean? Mm. And so she has met, you know, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and, you know, J. Electronica, you know what I mean? And we tried to get at J, but she wasn't able to get to Jay, but you know, but the point is certain energy I appreciate, and then certain people I don't. And so she hasn't been overexposed to rappers, you know. Now that she's a little older, you know, she's able, maybe has a little more discernment, you know what I mean? So maybe we'll do some other things, but you know, for the most part, I don't want her to be tainted by the world or hip hop even, before I get a chance to put these lessons down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a good one though, bro. Like, you know, you asked me why I was nervous, and it's about those lessons. So
yeah,
how do you maintain teaching her those positive lessons from hip hop without being the old washed up dude? Because you know that's what the kids look at, right? They'd be like, yo, dad, you washed, man. Like, come on.
Nah, first of all, hip hop got nothing to do with being washed. If I was a white collar worker who was going to the office every day listening to smooth R&B, I still wouldn't be washed. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
So that's neither here nor there. You got to keep yourself in shape. You got to, you know, stay respectable. You know, all types of things. Because there's a lot of dudes out here with Tim's on. And listening to listening to MOP and Wash, you know what I'm saying? So that's not even a thing. But I would say that, you know, you don't gotta be, you don't gotta go with the flow, man. Shoot, I make it clear. There's a lot of stuff in hip hop I'm opposed to, and I'll be, you know, I'm not stupid or so corny that I can't listen to it or even relate to it to some degree. Because, you know, hey, let's keep it real. Back in the day, hip-hop wasn't perfect. You know, I listened to all types of crazy, you know, madness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they, I mean,
ghetto
they,
boys.
Dude, they had to scream and fuck the police, man, before we were even in our teens, bro.
Exactly, man. So, look, I love hip hop. So it's just a reflection of what's really going on, and there's nothing really wrong with that. But you just have to make sure your kids are smart enough and mature enough to process the information, or they will get caught up in the hype. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep your ears super open and know that at this point, your son is probably listening to stuff you may not love, you know, but you can't just bash it, you know, or condemn it as trash, or else he's going to, for one, probably listen to more trash. Number two, you know, you'll be just an old judgmental dude who can't relate, you know. So I know I've been real clear. I like some, and that's always been the case. You know, I like some stuff, and I don't like some stuff, you know. So kids don't have their own thing, man. That's the way it should be. You got to let them have their own hip-hop experience. Let them have their own thing. Y'all have a little joust over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have fun with it. You know, who's your favorite? Or here's my favorite. Or who you love? Oh, you like that? Me and my friend, we had a thing, not to be too long-winded, but my friend and I had a little moment. It was funny. Her son had heard that J. Cole record that samples that Tribe record, Lyrics to Go. And I was like, oh, well, you got to at least, you know, make sure he knows about Minnie Riperton, too. You know, yeah. Throw that in there while you're at it, you know? So it can be like really dope as a, you know, like a parent, a bonding. You got to use it as a bonding moment, you know.
Yeah,
so for me, yeah, meeting Jay Electronica was a bonding moment. You know, my daughter knows Jay-Z. She knows Jay Electronica very well now, you know. But at the time, I don't think she exactly knew who he was. But he was so respectful. Believe it or not, she never forgot him. He was immaculately respectful, and that was what really was impressive.
And that's why you were cool with it then, because you felt that energy.
Yeah,
like you felt that positive energy there. That's what's up. And then how did that feel though? Like I saw the picture and it said like you saw them the first time, and then now he releases a new album, right? Like how does that feel being able to tell your daughter, yo, you were in front of greatness before you knew what greatness looked like. Like this is
well.
This is what,
man. You know, kids. I told my, yo, man. I was just talking to my kid yesterday, man. And I was like, yo, you gotta trust me on certain things. You may not be feeling certain things, but I'm like, man, certain things you just have to listen. And if you listen and let someone be your guide a little bit more, not only will you avoid certain mistakes, but you'll realize that in hindsight that, oh snap, that's why he was. Why he was telling me to do this, or that's why he told me to take a picture with that person, you know, because he knows or at least knew what was on deck. You know what I mean? And I've had to do that with I have numerous godsons too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I have numerous godsons.
You have to spread the love.
And one of my godsons is in LA, and he's like an adopted godson, and he did not want to take pictures with certain people. He didn't like taking pictures at all, actually. I was like, yo, man, you taking this picture. Trust me. Take this picture. So it was I took pictures with Redman, Miles from Blackish, bunch of people. And now it's like you got those moments to cherish forever, you know. So, you know, so JLX is one of them. Jay-Z, we got in the background on one of those pictures. I think you posted it. And, you just got to make it fun, man. You got to make life for kids fun. They're under a lot of pressure, stress. You know what I mean? They got things going on we don't even see. And if we don't acknowledge it and pretend it's not there, like back in the day, you would never talk about certain things. You would just pretend it didn't exist, and then somebody ends up pregnant or something. You know, we have to just, hone in, but make it fun. You know, don't be stuffy like our parents may have been. My dad wasn't that, though.
Neither was mine. Like, you know, that was going to lead me to the other question of like, how real do we keep it? Right. And it seems like your dad wanted to keep it as real as possible. Right. Where it's like, they're not just going to avoid it. So with hip hop, you know, hip hop shows our kids a lot of things that we're not sometimes necessarily ready to teach. right? So how do you grab that and then keep it real with them? Like, what's too real? Like, what's too real for you and your daughter when it comes to hip hop? Like, is all topics on limit or off limit? Like, what's going on? Like, how far do you take it?
Well, I think it, you know, look, let's just keep it real. We ain't talking about everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. We ain't going to just delve into it like all crazy, because that's hard. Those conversations are hard.
Very.
But I'll tell you this, you know, I'll drop a gem on you. We do counseling. You know what I'm saying? We do counseling like weekly just to keep our conversations open and have a person there that can open up the dialogue and the conversation around certain things so that it's not as awkward. You know what I mean? So for me, that was a big step in making sure that certain things don't slip through the crack. It also gives her an opportunity to have a quiet space or a private person to talk to without me necessarily being present, which I think young people need, especially girls. They need that too. So as far as hip hop is concerned, I think hip hop opens the portal for conversation. Your parenting, you know, it's always a stereotype where rappers like, yeah, you supposed to raise your kids, you know, to absolve themselves of responsibility of being, you know, good people. But that's actually true. You know, that's actually 100% true.
Yeah, you're talking about the
role model side. And those guys that don't feel that obligation are doing what's best for them and their families or whatever. Maybe not their families, but what's best for them. And so they do whatever. You know, they don't care about your kids. And as long as you know that, I'm cool. I'd rather you tell me you don't care about my kids or anyone's kids than be under the illusion that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, so I stay tuned into a lot of stuff. To a fault, I would say, just to keep up and to know. You know what I'm saying?
And you say you guys do therapy together. So how did that come about? Like, did you just, was that for you guys to strengthen your communication, your relationship, or was it something else?
You know, there's teenagery issues, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, just growing pains, things of that sort.
That's dope, though. And the reason I say that's dope is because in hip-hop, we were, you know, even during the golden era, we were taught to not seek help. Like, it was almost like a weakness, right?
Yeah.
And now we're seeing that course change, where now men and women in hip-hop are able to say, nah, like, I don't know it all. So it's okay for me to seek help. Because seeking help is going to lead to greater things instead of taking us backwards.
Absolutely, so man. I mean, we have seen what kind of hiding things or just being too stoic and still, you know, our parents, are, at least I know on my mom's side and my dad's side, actually, the parents were like not even robots. They were like granite. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they were just granite, and they just didn't break. They didn't fold. They didn't show emotion. They didn't cry. You know, they didn't, almost nothing. You know what I mean? And, man, you can't address people's issues like that. You can't address your own issues like that. You can't necessarily even be happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I always want to be tapped in emotionally with myself as well. You know, not just her, me too. You know, because I've been through enough stuff, you know, that I had to go and get my own form of counseling back in the day, particularly around divorce and things, to make sure I was taking care of myself mentally. And I want my daughter for the same for her, to be a healthy individual mentally, you know. And you can't really, you can hide, man, but that stuff, it all catches up with you.
Yeah, the longer it lingers, man, and the longer you don't, you know, touch upon something, it's a wrap, man. Like, it just becomes much harder. Like, you might as well.
It's
like
a wrap.
Yeah, like, I tell dads all the time, like, a broken dad can't help his kids. And this is one of those situations where you could feel like you're breaking or on the edge, and you could do something. Like, you could find a way to get out of that. But a lot of men sometimes are afraid of that shit. And it's incredible to see now hip-hop is leading that charge. You know what I mean? Like, you see Charlamagne saying, yo, I'm going to go get some counseling. You see people like me jumping online and saying, yo, my son, his speech, is having trouble developing, so we go seek that help. Like, it's not embarrassing to go help yourself and your kids. What's embarrassing is when you don't do those things. You know what I mean? When you have the opportunity and you just push it to the side like it don't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that spreads as well, man. That spread, that energy spreads. And I've been, I won't say I'm on the forefront of it all because it's still somewhat of a stigma attached to it, but I've done a number of panels, a number of writing about this as well. And there's a hidden, almost hidden, you know, squad of people who are out here advocating for it, not just Charlemagne, but, you know, even people like Farrell Monch, for example. Yeah, it's fun. It's important, man. Back in the day, you know, you would just go hard. You would either medicate with like hard liquor or drugs or rage out, whatever the case may be. And that's not healthy.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Not healthy.
It's true. You know, hip hop teaches us a lot, like, to basically, like, not give a fuck, right? And it seems to me like you don't give a fuck, but you have a purpose, right?
Yeah.
So is that one of the positive lessons that we could pull from hip hop, where it's like, yo, we could do us and still succeed? And how do you make sure that your daughter knows that, where it's like, yo, some of these people are faking it, but they're faking it until they make it. You know what I mean? Like, they're working towards a bigger picture.
Well, I say, you know, kids nowadays are oftentimes looking at things through the lens of just fate. And I always appreciated from a hip hop point of view, that I was like, I just use Redman as an example. You know, I remember when Redman was just like a DJ at one point. And then he was like, got a guest appearance on a EPMD record. And then he got, you know, did shows and stuff. And then he got his own album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And seeing the progression is really important. But if you see a lot of artists now, you don't see that progression. You oftentimes see money and a stack of whatever, hundreds on the ear. You know what I mean? And that stuff, it gives kids, you know, and then you have a filter, and the filter, you know, filters out the blemishes and, you know, all kinds of stuff that make you out.
Now you're perfect. Now you're in the perfect world.
Now you're perfect. Right. Exactly. Now you're perfect. And so that's like highly problematic, because kids want to pop out the box perfect. And it's just not like that. And most of these people, man, when you see them up close, they look crazy. A lot of them. They look just crazy. So I try to let her know that she doesn't have to be perfect, and that she doesn't have to keep up with other people. We're going to be fresh and fly, all that. But, yo, listen, let me tell you something. I told this to my daughter and my little cousin, who's like my, like, little brother. Mm-hmm. I said, man, one of the most embarrassing moments in my life was this. We were setting up for All Hip Hop. We were setting up we're working on a festival. And at the time, the partner was a big company that does live shows. We were over this guy's house. We were in the suburbs of Philadelphia. We were over this white guy's house. White dude has a beautiful home, man, sprawling house in the suburbs of Philly. And we're out front, me, my business partner, and another guy. I won't name names, but he's a local rapper with, you know, got a little money. You know what I mean? He got his money.
And
we were outside. We were outside admiring our cars. You know, at the time I had the 750 BMW, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. And one of us had a Mercedes, and one of us had a drop top Benz or something. We was like, I mean, we was doing it. Yo, all of a sudden, the white dude barrels out the back of his house in a Honda Pilot. I was like,
wake up. Wake up call.
Right. He came out in a Honda Pilot. I was like, oh, shoot. Son is driving a Pilot. He got more money than all of us. There's no question. No doubt. And I was like, yo, that was like the beginning of the end for me and luxury vehicles and stuff.
Wait,
I was like, yeah.
Wait, that was like a turning point for you? Like, where you know, because at this point you're already an adult, right? You're already a full-fledged thinking, yeah. You're learning with society. That moment told you, yo, like, hip hop will push you to spend all your money on luxurious shit, but you don't need it?
Of course, man.
Yo, that's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful.
We out here trying to compete with, you know, images, bro. Like, we're not just out here competing with the reality. We're also competing with the image. And that's crazy. I remember Meek Mill said he had a 750, and I had one at the same time. And I was like, okay, me and Meek got the same joint. And then Meek had, like, a Ferrari the next day or something. I was like, wait a minute, man. I don't know. I was like,
How do I keep up with this?
Right. I was like, I don't know if this is real. I'm not sure, though. I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? And so I just let go of that, man. I said, I got to do what's right for me and my family. I have to, you know, I have to make sure I'm not coming outside of myself. And there's nothing wrong with having a nice car. I mean, nothing at all, but you just have to make sure things make sense and add up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's all it is. Kids want to pop out the box with a BMW. And I was straight grown by then. So although I feel a way about it, I was also a grown man, had, you know, I had my money. You know, it wasn't like a ridiculous stretch, but it was also like that money could still go somewhere more important.
Mm-hmm. Like investments and stuff like that.
Investment, college, I mean, you know, how another house, you know what I mean? Like, could have gone any number of places, because that wasn't a cheap car, you know, not at all.
Nah, and then the maintenance and all that, like, it's like they say, the minute you drive a car off the lot, you're losing value, but you're still spending money because you're maintaining the car. Yeah. You got to maintain it for the next 10 years or so, you know what I mean, if you're lucky, you know what I mean?
Forget about it, bro. Yeah. Forget about it. The maintenance on those cars is just obscene.
You know, that's something that my son and I talk about a lot, because he sees like these little rappers, like he'll see like Lil Pump or somebody out there with like a Tesla. And that's the first thing he tells me. He's like, Dad, like, you're doing so well, like, you got multiple property. Why don't we have a Tesla? And yo, it'll damn near make you feel like you ain't doing shit right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but then I got to remind him and remind myself that, yo, this kid is a facade, man. Like, he might have his paper.
Yeah.
But we're going to be good long term. He might not be. You know what I mean?
He might not be. Yeah, you're not lying, bro.
That's difficult.
Yeah. I don't trip off that, man. I think the main thing is you having that relationship with your son or whoever, you know, even other kids, man. As long as you have that real relationship, that stuff shouldn't really even be a factor. That's how I look at it.
If it
is a factor, then there's a bigger problem.
Yeah, let's talk about that, man. Let's talk about that building relationships. Like you've done some really cool things in hip hop and outside of hip hop. Like, I know we're talking about hip hop, but you're a mover. You've been doing a lot of things with society too. How do you tell your kids that you're doing more for the world, right, than the local artist that's fronting like they got everything together? Like, how do you build that trust with your child to believe you? Is it through action?
It's action. It's constant conversation, constant dialogue, and real things, man. Like, it's nothing like helping someone get to college or get through life or get through confusing periods, man. You know what I'm saying? And also, the absence of that is also impactful, too. So I think kids will also remember what you did not do, you know, at a certain point in time. So comparing me to a rapper is nothing. I'm not even tripping off of that, because there's nothing a rapper can come in and do or say that amounts to anything based on what I've done. You know, and that's not just my daughter. That's a lot of people in the industry, people in the world, people all over the place, you know. Now, that's somewhat of a thankless job, and you have to figure out what's important for you. You know, I get frustrated a lot of times with a lot of these fake activists that are artists, that are, you know, so-called this and that, but they really don't do anything, but they just get up there and talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about moguls and people with way more money than we have, at least I think. You know, some of them have more expenses than we have, too. So
it may equal out. But the point I'm getting at is influence wise and a whole bunch of other things, you know. So I know that people like myself are real on the ground, real affecting people, touching the people, giving certain folks a platform that may not have had one before, all types of things. And that's real. And that's not to say that anyone else's is not real, but just to say that we don't do it because of it. Because Alexa jumped in.
You talking about Amazon? They jumping in on our call, bro?
Yeah, they listening.
They recording.
My Alexa reminds me to stretch and work out and stuff, you know, just to keep from sitting all day, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so I know that I'm like a lifelong activist, you know, just before it was cool, even when it was cool, you know, so may have been cool at one point, then it wasn't cool, you know, just consistently through the years. And that consistency is real. And that's why a lot of artists are looked at weird. You know, if you was like telling kids to do or sell drugs 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you might have evolved, man, but you still had that legacy. And that can, you know, people can look at that funny, you know. You know, so no judgment or anything like that. I think that those voices are necessary. But I think when you do something, you can't just be the drug dealer that gives turkeys out on Thanksgiving. You gotta really be about it.
Yeah, you gotta be consistent with the good side of things, right? Where it's like I feel exactly what you're saying, because sometimes this is something that I gotta deal with like my kids, where they'll look at mm-hmm. a certain artist or somebody in the business and they'll be like, damn, like they're winning. And it's like, nah, man, like we've been doing this consistently. Like, don't let their numbers that they got yesterday off of an Instagram post deter you from that belief that, yo, dad's been putting in work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
of
these
course.
Guys have a different, they live in a different world. You know what I mean? So they're going to get the accolades and everything before we do, and at a grander scale, but it doesn't negate what we've done. You know what I mean?
And on top of that, you got to understand, like, and kids have to understand that there are certain things that you have to go through to get to that point. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what that is. I've had a limited taste of it, and I'm like, I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing that. Whatever that is, in air quotes, I'm not doing that to get on or to get likes or to get cozy with somebody. I ain't doing it. And I don't want my daughter doing it either. You know what I'm saying? Now, when she gets grown, she's able to do whatever she wants. But until that point comes, kids need to understand that you're worth something too. You're just as worthy as anybody that has quote unquote money, you know, and no matter how much money you got, I don't care. Like, dog, if I cared how much money people had, I'd be way richer than I am. I don't care. Like, I literally don't care, because to me, those sacrifices are not worth it.
That's real. And that's something that, you know, that's hard. That's hard for people because, you know, society will push you to think that everything that's worth it has a price tag or there's money involved. And what you just said right mm-hmm. now is like, yo, like my money isn't what's going to make you thrive. It's actually my presence. You know what I mean?
Right.
Me being here, it's teaching you these lessons. Being there when you fall, being there when you win, you know, adding my two cents whenever I can, using these life lessons, that's the bigger win. It's not the bank account that I'm going to leave you when I'm gone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly, man. And kids will tell you that. Kids will always tell you that. My daughter tells me that, too. Like, I work really hard. But she'll be like, yo, man, you working, like, too hard. You're not really present. Mm-hmm. You know, and those things, as much as I work on it, it's a constant battle, mm-hmm. you know, and that was one of my shortcomings as a dad early on when I was married, was that I was literally working all day and all night. Mm-hmm. And now I still kind of am, but I try the best I can to carve out some time for movies. We go out and work out, you know, we do fun things. We cook sometimes, you know, just little things here and there.
Yeah. Anything to create a bond, right? Like a bonding moment.
Right. We have matching clothes, masks. I bought her a matching Oh, she don't know this, but I bought her a matching mask. I don't think she heard me. But yeah, she man, fired. Yeah, we be trying to do album covers, you know what I'm saying? Literally just dope pictures and stuff. She's a photographer, so we do things a lot, man. You have to do things with your kids, man. Like, I don't care what you think, man. When we all go, what's going to appear on your headstone probably will have nothing to do with money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was worth a million, you know, 2 million or 10 million. It won't show up. You know, it just won't. And it shouldn't, man. It shouldn't. If it does, then that's sad.
Yeah, and you know, the dope thing that you mentioned was, like, you guys do, like, photo shoots and stuff like that, since he's a photographer. And the dope part about that is that I always preach to dads that their presence doesn't have to be boring. And you just proved that right there, where it's like, yo, you could do your fun things with them. Like, you don't have to kill your funness. Like I'm not a dad that does camping really well. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not going to force myself to go camping with my kids, but we will do glamping. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? We will have a trailer. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right,
if
right,
that's what
right.
they want to do, we're going to go do a trailer, because I don't want to suffer. And I think, like, I don't think we need to suffer to have fun with our kids. Do we have to take a L every now and then? Of course. But you don't got to do it for a whole weekend. You know what I mean? Like, you could like taking an L for me, which was a blessing, was last year going to Disney, because I hate the heat. But I had to take that L for my kids. I hate that shit, man. It's too hot. It was too hot for me. I hate leaving New York City to go back to, like, warm weather. You know what I mean? But I did it for them.
Right.
But I still had my fun out there where we went to visit the ESPN zone and do these little things that I like to do. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And that's...
I take a lot of L's, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man. I take a lot of L's. I watched Trolls 2 this week. I ain't wanna see that, bro. I ain't wanna watch Trolls 2.
Yo, when that music gets stuck in your head, bro, it's over.
Yeah, man. And we be, you know, now I gotta give up the car. Yeah, I gotta give up the radio every now and then, man. You know, after a while, your music don't cut it no more. You know what I'm saying? So I had to give up the radio sometimes when we're driving and we go song for song, you know. And it's like, you just got to do it, man. So I take L's regularly, question.
Let's talk about that car ride, man. Like, when your daughter was younger, right, when she was in the baby seat, were you listening to you know, Public Enemy, NWA, DMX, people like that? Or were you listening to Kidz Bop, bro?
Nah, come on, bro. I wouldn't listen to no Kidz Bop.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I tried it for a month, bro, and I felt like I was gonna jump off of a bridge or something.
Nah, man. I actually indoctrinated my daughter early on to love Janelle Monae. Mm-hmm. MIA was popping. Groups like that. And then every so often, Jay-Z would show up. Rihanna would show up. Artists like that, mostly like artists that were on the pop tip a little bit. Like, Jay's not really a pop artist, but he's popular, so he would show up. Always radio edits, though, by the way, you know what I mean? So I was always playing radio versions.
How long did that last? How long did that last, bro? Like, the radio versions, was that years, months, or what?
Last years, man. Good, at least 10.
What?
At least 10.
Get out of here, 10. Chuck. How did you pull that off, bro?
Hey, man, look, I don't even know, man. 10 strings, bro.
Yo,
but
that's
then,
crazy.
You know, we turned a corner somewhere. Now, nothing I rock with really works anymore, man. She telling me about Lil Durk's album now. I'm like,
Which was actually a really, really good album, man. Like, it was a really good album.
I heard.
Like, it's not that auto-tune vibe that he had going on. It's actually, like, spitting and everything. It's the old Dirk. And that made me happy. My son doesn't care for that. Like, he cares for, you know, Lil Tecca and all these cats. Them younger, you know, he loves A Boogie, which is cool with me. You know what I mean? Things like that. But we tried. Yeah. Yo, we tried Kidz Bop, bro. We tried for about a month. And then I looked at my wife, and it was like, luckily for us, you know, there was no such thing as auxiliary cable back then. So it was all radio edits.
Right.
But once he turned 10 or 12, bro, I just couldn't do it no more. It was like, yo, if I got to listen to you play me a pop song, then we going to listen to some DMX. And now I get to teach you about it.
Right. Well, my daughter knows real well. She gets mad at me sometimes. I'll be like, yo, you know that Mob Deep, right? She's like, man, I know that's Mob Deep. What are you talking, like, what are you talking about? Prodigy and Havoc, what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I did it with EPMD too. I was like, yeah, this is EPMD. She's like, yo, come on, man. And she's actually like knows Run DMC real well. She's like grew up with DMC. Like she's been seeing and knowing DMC since she was like seven. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because last time we went to Comic-Con, DMC, we always go to DMC's table, and DMC was there, and I was trying to take a picture, and she was like, nah, I want to take a selfie, because that's more like, wait, like we friends.
She wanted to cut you off, bro? She wanted to cut you out the picture? How dare she, man? How dare she?
Yo, I was like, wow, okay.
Ew, that's like, funny.
Wow. All
right. That's funny. Bro. That means you did right, though. That means you did right because she knows the legends and appreciates the legends. It's mm-hmm. not just a picture thing with dad. You know what I mean?
Facts.
That's great. Yeah,
facts.
So out of everything that you've done, bro, like, you know, with allhiphop.com and everything, like, has anything stood out when you brought your daughter into the fold besides like the concerts? Like, did you use All Hip Hop to get into concerts with your daughter, or did you just go show up?
No. Not really. No, not really. I've never used All Hip Hop. Shoot, I don't even know when we're going to a concert again, honestly. But I did take her to a Drake show, and that was dope. That was at Madison Square Garden, and that was on the Strength, and that was super dope. And so, yeah, I mean, that was like her first concert, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that was her first real concert. And I mean, Drake put on a hell of a show. And I was like, yo, this dude has got like, I mean, seriously, man, like that Drake show was like top. I mean, I'm going to say top 10 shows of all time. Definitely like top 5 big shows. You know, those intimate shows, it's hard to top sometimes. Yeah. But that was a great, great concert, man. And we were able, you know, I know enough Drake songs that we were actually singing them together. You know, and I really had a great time.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope right there.
Yeah,
you got the generations in between there, man. That's beautiful.
That is
dope as hell. Yeah. Now, how do you? So because of all that you've done and all the people that you know, I'm pretty sure your daughter is pretty privy to knowing some really dope people, right? How do you keep her and yourself humbled, bro? Because you're a humble dude. You go for yours, but you're a humble dude. How do you keep that? How do you maintain that?
I maintain that knowing, you know, at some point, anything, it can all get taken away, you know. I know at some point, we all got to go. You know what I'm saying? And I always feel like for me, man, I just don't want to walk this earth pissing people off or like upsetting people with arrogance. Or, and that's not to say that you got to walk around for other people, but you know, I want to make sure that when I'm done, you know, people say, yo, man, that dude, he was a solid dude, you know, or he helped me out or something like that. And I want my daughter to move the same way. And I think, you know, you can have some faults with that too. It just depends on what your goals in life are. You know, I've been around enough moguls to know that, you know, you can actually just care about yourself and take all the money for yourself and your camp is starving or close to, or you just give them enough that they stick around. I mean, that's pretty easy to do, man. It's not hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in an era of clout chasing, so it's actually easier than it ever was. But my daughter has a really good heart. She has a really solid personality as a person. You know, I actually have to remind her a lot of times that she is in fact special and that she does have talents that she doesn't even know of, or she has dispositions and things that she doesn't even acknowledge. And I want her to acknowledge that greatness right now before you get older and you acknowledge it, or someone takes advantage of you because they know you're a good person, you know, because people do that too. They've done that with myself and my business partner, Greg, all the time, you know, I mean, you know, all the time, try a strong word, but right at this point in life, we are very closed circle, tight circle, because people always try it. Mm-hmm. And people, sometimes I let people sit there and try to play me. And I'm like, wow, dog. I don't even say nothing. Like, I don't even feel compelled to say nothing. I'm just like, okay, you tried it. Good try. You know, and I just keep it moving. People, I don't know, man. This world is tough. And I try to make that balance out as a dad, to balance out the world being what it is, which is really cruel. Like cruel is a word, man. Like, but I mean that, like, really cruel, especially to Black women and girls.
It's unforgiving, so, man. It's an unforgiving world, man.
Super unforgiving, man. And I like me and my daughter, we're going to learn a lot of other skills to protect her in that regard, too, to make sure that cats really understand how real it is. But aside from that, I just want her to know that she's great. And I think that humble people need people to rattle them and just tell them, hey, yo, you just as great as that other person. Don't forget that. Yeah. You know, don't lose that being nice, or don't lose that trying to appease people. You know, make sure that you take care of yourself first, which is something a lot of empathic people don't do. They take care of others first, and then those other people tend to just float away once they get straight, or, you know, next opportunity comes up. No, that's just human nature.
It's hard because, you know, you mentioned something that relates to business, where it's like you can help others and forget about the business side of things. And then now they move forward while you're still trying to build your business. Right. And it's almost like you got to learn how to pay yourself first. You know what I mean? Like how to take care of yourself first. Exactly. And that is one of the most difficult things when you look at it and you want to make such an impact. You know what I mean? But it's a must, because you can't keep the lights on without it. You know what I mean? And that's hard.
One thing that happened that was so funny, man. I got All Hip Hop verified on Instagram finally. And I actually, man, I hadn't been trying, but someone came at me and said they could get it done, and I was like, okay, boom, let's get it done. Like, I know we could get it done for All Hip Hop. So as soon as I got All Hip Hop verified, I mean, people came out the woodworks like, yo, can you get me verified? How'd you get verified? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, yo, I'm just, yo, chill, man. Like, I'm trying to get my personal account verified at this point. Like, again, I'm not really stressing it. I don't care, but it keeps being told that you need to be verified. So I'm like, all right, let me get verified. But I'm like, yo, these people are coming at me from, like, all angles. And I'm like, yo, fam, like, I got to get my personal verified, and then we'll work on getting you verified. But then they're like, nah, I got money, blah. I'm like, yo, bro, chill. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. And I got to handle mine first. Let me handle my check first. Then you get yours. You know what I'm saying? Or otherwise, just go somewhere else and get it done. Well, people be wanting you to take care of them first, and I'm like, nah, this might be a favor. I don't know. You know, this might be a favor. I can't use my favor on you.
And that's tough, man, because when you this is going on a business side. When you tell people no, or don't notice that they're pushing for something, they get upset.
Right.
they get upset. They get upset, bro. And they say some crazy wild things, man. And it's like, yo, imagine if I would have helped you. I didn't help you, or I couldn't help you. I chose myself first. And you spazzed on me. And I think that's another lesson for kids, where it's like, yo, handle your business. Like, you don't need to you don't need to kick people under a bus to handle your business. You don't need to throw them up. You don't need to do the 6ix9ine ride and snitch them out. Handle you.
Right.
Handle you. Yep. And whoever doesn't get it, so be it, because they're not going to pay your bills. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to cover your bills or be there when times are rough. And that's really, really difficult, man. Really difficult.
Yeah, and kids are worse now. Kids are worse now. You know, they have less loyalty, because they have less real relationships. They don't have intimate, don't take that the wrong way, but they just don't have the closeness that we had. You know, we might get in fights together, or we might like go to actual parties, like whatever,
we had to come up together. We weren't siloed in the room, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You weren't siloed in a room, or it wasn't over IG. You know, if you canceled somebody, you had to see them the next day. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like,
You couldn't just cancel somebody. You know, you had to explain why you was canceling them, or you couldn't go ghost or whatever. You know, you had to, you know, explain that. So I want my daughter to just remember that a lot of the people she knows now are not going to be there in 5, 10 years, 20 years. You actually be really lucky to have those type of friends, and that the ones that are using those tactics are not really friends. And these are things that we actually deal with right now in real time. You know, folks that are perceived as friends and that are really not. You know, and I'm like, shoot, you know me, bro. I'll pull up, man. You know, I'll really, really pull up on a kid, their parents, like whoever, anybody that's sort of jeopardizing my daughter or even her mental well-being. You know, we had an issue with some girl. She had got kicked out the house, and my daughter was trying to, you know, help her out and stuff. And I'm like, yo, something's not right. Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. You know, something isn't right with this situation. At the end of the day, the girl had got caught having sex in the house. Mm-hmm. And her parents told her, yo, you can't do that here. It was like that.
Yeah.
It was like that, bro. It was like, yo, you can't do that here, or you have to go somewhere else. The child decided she's going to go somewhere else. I'm like, yo. Okay, well, that's what the problem is. She didn't tell my daughter all that. She just told my daughter her parents kicked her out of the house. I'm like, nah,
No context.
Right. I was like, yo, you rocking for this chick. She's not even giving you the full scoop. I was like, yo, them parents did everything within their right, and that child chose to live homeless for a few days.
Yeah,
I was like, man, go ahead, man. I don't even know where that girl is now. I mean, she could be anywhere. But my thing is, you got to keep the energy right around your kids. They're not going to always do that, and they're not going to always know what's right. And I tell my daughter all the time, I say, you just got to trust me. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to. I've never done anything outside of your full best interest. And until that day happens, you can trust me.
Yeah. And if they don't trust you to do that certain thing at the time, it's still your duty to do it anyway, because your goal isn't to make them understand at that moment, which would be dope as hell.
Right.
It's actually to get them to understand that in the future when they have to make that decision themselves. You know what I mean? Where it's like, all right, what should I do? And subconsciously, they don't even know that what they're thinking is, yo, what would dad do? What would mom do? You know what I mean? And that's the goal.
Yeah.
And that can't happen if we're not present. You know what I mean? If we're not involved, it ain't going to happen. That's right.
It takes time, man. It takes time. And I just, you know that all seeds don't sprout immediately. So you just have to do the best you can and pray that it actually works out later down the line sometimes. But until you know, you just have to make sure that you're there in the fullest capacity, and then those things will happen organically.
That's right. That's why our presence matter, man. That's why it matters. So what's next? What's next for you, man? What's next for you now that your daughter's older? She's a couple more years. She's going to be flying to college. She's going to leave dad.
Yeah.
Like, what's good? What's next for you? What are you going to do?
What's next is nothing. I'm just, first of all, man, I ain't got 2 years. I got 1 year.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, that shit is scary, bro.
Yeah, she's literally a senior at the end of this school year, so excuse me.
It's all good.
She's getting everything together and really getting her mind right and really looking at schools, and that's it, man. For me, I'm looking forward to it too, man, because you know, being this type of parent is hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Not to say that it's going to get easier, because I think that you're still a parent, but it's not easy. And I think that you know, I look forward to doing some things myself, traveling more. That's the other thing, man, on the business side, I think we should note is that you do take a lot of sacrifices as a business person who tries really hard to maintain that fatherhood presence. And I've oftentimes caught feelings very low key at other people who had either a supportive partner or had no kids and were able to do things and, you know, fly back and forth to LA, for example, or whatever the case may be. And I was oftentimes unable to do that. And so
So I'm just looking forward to some of those things, you know, still stayed in shape and things. So I'm just excited for her because I know she's worked really hard and she's had her share of ups and downs as well. So she's looking forward to college. So that's pretty much it, man. I mean, from all hip hop's point of view, we're like the last ones left, man, on the website
standing,
side.
Bro. Last guy standing, yeah. Man. And that's a testament to the work.
To the work, yeah, man. I never used to pat myself on the back, but at this point, bro, I definitely do, because I'm really like proud of myself and Greg and how we've just maintained and actually managed to flourish and do well, man. Like it's just crazy, man. You think about it, you're like, wow, how did we do that? I mean, all the assaults on our business, personally. As well as business-wise, you're like, wow. I mean, we really, like, legit shouldn't be here. I mean, we've had assaults personally, assaults from companies, assaults from moguls, like, slick moves, everything, bro. And I'm like, wow, we shouldn't really be here. But we are.
Perseverance.
So, perseverance. Yeah, man. So, what's next is really just continuing to grow all hip-hop and, you know, my daughter has expressed interest in some things, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe we do have a legacy here. Maybe there's something else here, you know. So I never pushed her that way, but you know, I think there's opportunities there for her to grow too.
Wait, you think she wants to get into the business, into the all hip hop business, or her own thing? But whichever part of the business she wants to get into, I'm pretty sure you're like, yo, I got you.
Like,
I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man, look, she knows I got her. All she has to do really is simply be thorough, be on point. Mm-hmm. As long as she's on point, I mean, the world is waiting. You know that? I mean, that's really it. You know, the one thing I'll admit to on this call is sort of promoting my daughter, you know, promoting fatherhood, putting it out there so that she's able to be seen by people. So a lot of times when we go out, She people know who she is. They're like, oh, you know, that's you know, that's my ear. Oh yeah, hey, I know you from Instagram or whatever. And I'm it's good. It's a good vibe being able to promote my daughter as who she is, not phony. Our relationship's not fake. You know what I mean? Like really be able to legitimately promote who she is, and then that be like real, you know, as opposed to what I think some people do, which is promoting their kids just for money purposes or gains, you know. And that is, again, bro, I'm not judging.
Don't get me started, man.
Yeah. Right.
Remember what I told you before the call, man? I don't do the cute shit. And that's what I call the cute
right.
shit. Like my child threw up in my mouth. Nah, a real dad is moving their damn mouth. they're not letting the kid throw up in their mouth for a picture, bro.
Exactly.
doing tickle parties and all of that. We're doing real life things, and I'm with you. Like I cannot. That's why I told you in the thing. Like I'm all about impact, man. You go sell a T-shirt, you can have that. I'm gonna go impact a dad's life. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. I don't do that cute shit, man. That's why I rock with people like you, because I see you guys working on real life things. Like, right now, the quarantine is happening. Instead of you being locked up, I saw you with your daughter riding a bike with a cool face mask on, bro. Like, that's real life. That's not you saying, yo, me and my teenage daughter are building a fort over here while doing something else that we just don't do right now. That's not the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it, but if it's not really you, why push it out? You know what I mean?
Because people are looking for clicks and views, and they just want, like, attention. You know what I'm saying? I could have been used my daughter for attention.
Forget about it. You got the outlet, bro. Yeah. You got the outlet. You got the network, and it's a solid network. It ain't I remember one time you told me a long, long time ago, when people tell you they're networking, what they're saying is they're trying to use you. And what you have is a network of people that actually trust each other. You know what I mean? Like, you're not looking to use each other. So if you wanted to blow her up and she becomes the next, you know, unbox queen, you know, like unboxing toys or unboxing makeup or whatever since she's older.
Right.
You could do that. But that's not y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Facts.
And it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. Fatherhood, man. You got to love it.
Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it, bro. You got to. It's not easy. You can't just leave it on the woman, bro. Nah. You know, that's the other thing. You can't leave it on the woman, bro. I hope all these guys out here that hear this, don't leave it on the woman, man. You got to have that relationship yourself, man. You got to, man. It's golden, but it can't be just being in the house or having your little man cave and you go downstairs and you just, you know, doing your thing, man. Be active.
Yeah.
You know, be very, very active.
And money doesn't cut it. Like, you know, like to the dads out there that don't live with their kids or for whatever reasons they have, that they might not be, you know, they might be co-parenting or not at their kid's house. Yo, paying child support is the minimum. That ain't the max.
That is.
You know what I mean? That ain't the max.
Right.
And I'm sure your kids will give up all of that money for your presence any day of the week, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yo, I got to say, yo, my daughter don't bang me in the head for that either, man. I'm so blessed, man.
Because you there, brother. Because you there. Because you're making your presence felt like a real one, man. That's why you're here. That's why we're chopping it up, man. I only respect the real ones, bro. So Chuck, how can people contact you, man? What's the best way for people to contact you now? Is it through IG?
Yeah, Instagram at Chuck Kriegmer, Twitter at Chuck Kriegmer, you know, maybe Facebook, mostly not really, but you can get me pretty much. Hey, I'm on there, you know, I'm on there, but I don't respond to messages from, you know, people I don't know.
Yeah. You know? Man, I started cleaning that up a little bit, man. Just, you know, it was cool. It was cool when I was younger. Now it's like, all right, man, you know, my family's seeing me post some craziness. Let me start cleaning this up.
Right. Yeah, Facebook's still cool, man. You just got to know what to put on there. Yeah, I'll be like, yo, look, remember this old album? They'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, you can't put nothing new up there, man. They'll be like, what the heck is that?
Nah, man, my mom is on there, man, so I got to do the cute stuff sometimes. And put us in our Sunday's best. But Chuck, bro, you killed it, bro. I don't know how to thank you enough for this, man. You know, you really dropped some gems on how we could better serve our kids that love hip hop and people around us. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for blessing us with your time and the gems, man. For real, like I can't thank you enough, man. I know who I have on the podcast, and I'm pretty sure the world will know too. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. I'm glad to have done it, and I'm glad you're doing it. You know, this is needed.
Yo, fatherhood is lit, man. We got to show off, you know? This is it, man. Like, we used to show off Jordans. Now we get to show off kids. That's right. Fire emojis, like five, all of that.
Like five fire emojis right
now. Yo, we used to get out a kick out of sharing our kicks and our cars. Now we get a kick out of sharing our kids, bro. How crazy is that?
Hey, cheers to the growth. Man. It's beautiful.
Cheers to the
growth. We're still doing that stuff. We would be losers, bro.
For real. So yeah, thank you.
I mean,
man.
Not losers. Yeah.
Nah, we know what you mean. If we were still doing that, there would be no growth. You know what I mean? It's okay for you to still show off those things, but yo, if you got a kid with you now you got a bigger prize. This is the best trophy we could ever have, man. You know what I mean? This is official. Yeah. This is the only trophy that we don't gotta shine either, man. They shine on their own. And that's kinda dope. Man.
Yeah.
That's really dope.
Real tough.
Yeah, so
thank you, man.
Thank you, man. You know, to the community, kids love the music they love. Maybe it's hip hop, maybe it's not. But with Chuck's gems, we can add value to whatever music they choose to listen to by keeping it real with them. Make your presence felt, bump that hip hop, even if it's kids bops. And remember, fatherhood is lit. Thank you, Chuck.